And it's been 3 weeks and he hasn't gotten up. How much you say 3 days, 3 nights? Rush your eyes with all power. Ben Yahweh hasn't gotten up. And I hope that serpent of hell, that Ben Yahweh follower up there in New York, I hope you listen to this and call me and challenge me, my friend. Hallelujah. And this polluted mindset, they're looking for Messiah. And the Messiah came to true Israel, the seed of his house. He's not coming to them. He's not speaking to them. He's not talking to them. He's not a part of their fellowship. Not one bit at all. They are the seed. They are the children of the flesh. The sons of Esau. And he hates them. I don't care what you think. He hates them. Shaul says, he says in verse 9, for this is the word of promise. Does it say that? For this is the word of promise. At this time, will I come and Sheri-Asherah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebecca also had conceived by one, even by our Avad Yishak. For the children, listen now. It said, for the children being what? Yet what? Yet what? They were not even born, were they? They were in the belly of Rebecca. They had not come forth. They were not born. Not born. Neither one having done Tav or Ratha. Neither one having done Tav, evil or any kind of misdeed. Neither one. Neither one is what Yah says. Not one of them had done anything that was sinful or wicked. Nothing at all. Neither one having done anything, Tav or Ra, that the purpose of Yah, listen, according to election, might stand. Not by works, but by him that calls. It was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written. Did I read it was written? Did I read in Malachi it was written? Did Shaul said it is written? Did Shaul say it is written? Did I read what was written before this breath of Yah, before the power of the Ruah of it was renewed in the level of Israel? He says, as it is written, Yaakov have I loved, and Esau have I hated, have I shunned, and he still hates Esau's. He was a worker of iniquity. He still hates him. He still quits Esau. He still Zana, detestable, vile Esau. He hates him. And so these charlatans today, they will say, well, quote, I use this expression the way they express things. I do not attribute any of these identities to my Abba. I say with great boldness, without any fear, I say all gods are D-O-G-S, dogs. If Shaul tells me, if the power of the message of HaMashiach be hidden from you, it is because the God of this world has blinded your mind, lest the power and the might of this message of HaMashiach shine through, that you may be saved. Yah made Chotan, and he was a Cherith. And if he is identified as a God, an Elohim, or whatever, God, Yah is not identified that way. His name expressed the power of his identity, whom he is. He says, if you know that, that alone excite you of whom I am, and that alone express what I am. So Shaitan cannot be a god. And if that's the case, then how can Molech be a god? How can Belapola be a god? How can Molchem be a god? How do we have all these gods? It is just a Greek mythology. And you have a plethora of gods from Mizraim. He's not a god. And all gods are wicked. All gods Did not Satan say to Eve, the day you defy Yah, the day you say that I will establish myself in the priesthood, that's what she said. He gave the Torah to the man. That's what he did. Say, the day that you defy Yah and say that I'm a priest unto my Abba, you will become as him. Look at your man. Look at Adam. Is he not in the express image? Did he not make him and you came from the bosom, the rib of that man? Oh, I believe the conversation was more than the little subtlety that the Pentecostal or the Baptist teach. All right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the day you become the priest and defy the order of Yah, he said you'll become as, not God now, gods. Gods. Knowing the difference from Tov and Rav, good and evil. You will determine that. Now we're very advanced in determining what is right and wrong, are we not? Because what you think is wrong is right to you. And what you think is right is wrong. And that's the way we are. We go by establishing our own right. Yes, we do. We establish our own wrong. So that's why we have a great dichotomy. What Yah speaks is right. Hallelujah. He's going to rule us with the rod of iron. He's going to marshal, marshal, marshal. I like that word. Marshal. He's going to rule. So Yah says, as Shaul says, it's written. And when it is written, it cannot be denounced, brothers and sisters. It is written that Yah, he loved Yaakov, Yisrael, and he still loves Yisrael. He still loves Yisrael. Was not the seed of Sarah from Abraham, was not that seed the seed of heritage? Come on, brothers and sisters. Sure was. Yet because of her foolishness, she raised up a madman. That's why you have this folly today you have in what we call Middle East. By a handmaid. That's why sin is rampant today. That's why wickedness permeates. That's why we don't love the truth of Yah. That's why we're looking for some appeasement to our flesh. Hallelujah. I understand the way that Yah gives utterance to me from His book. He doesn't have to speak to me. And that's the truth. He speaks to me all day long. His word is alive in me. He speaks to me. Hallelujah. These liars that tell you that Yah is speaking to them, and every time you turn around, that seems like a rebellious sound, doesn't it? Sure it does. But He speaks to me by the power of His Ruach. His word is alive. Well, I heard a voice. I know you heard a voice. You did not hear His voice. Because when Yah speaks, the earth trembles. The heavens shake. And these land dogs like T.D. Jakes, these greedy swines, these lion bishop broke back long, the long shark down there in Lithonia, Georgia. Well, God said to me today, God said, that 500 you got, you're serpents of hell. But the folks buy. God said, 500 y'all, give $1,000. He's already figured it out. That'd be 300. He get 300,000. These are dogs. Then they tempt these Jezebels. What's that whore's name up there? This Jezebel that married that little feminine man calls himself Bishop Weeks. He's a weak too. That's what he is. What's her name? She sings. Yeah, that's that whore. So they serenade these Jezebels. There's one thing that Yah did give a woman a voice for. It is a voice of distress. That's what he did that. And so they serenade them in the sermonettes and they parade themselves. And you will see a frenzy over the people. They just began to shake like this shamanism take over. That is not the Ruach of Yah. Let no one trick you. Benny Hinn got them falling back like fools. That is not Yah's Ruach. That is not. It was only when they came to get Yah HaMashiach when they fell back like that. When he said, this is he, they went back like fools. Boom! That's the spirit of darkness. That spirit is imparted into them fools when they go there. Of course, they will kill me and stone me if I went there and rebuked that dog. And Benny Hinn will not even touch them. Hallelujah. I'm going to touch you today with this truth, though. I'm going to cut flesh. I'm going to flay it open. I'm going to expose it. I'm going to rip that old heart out. No, I'm not here to step on any toes. I'm here to kick that wickedness out. And show you what vileness has inhabited your deceitful and desperately wicked hearts. He hates all workers of iniquity. He hates all those that are the spirit of Esau. He hates them, brothers and sisters. He abhorred, he detests them. They're not his seed. Not that he just hates their sins. He hates them. Because they are practitioners of what their sin is. The issues of a man's life, they flow from his heart. So he hates them. He hates them. He said, hey, this wicked generation. Look at this in Hosea chapter 9, verse 12. That this is the judgment of Israel. Hosea, the people of Yah, they are destroyed because they like the knowledge, the da'at, the revelation of his truth. You got this vile thing going around today. Listen to this. Did they reject Yahshua HaMashiach? And I say to that vile mindset, your sins must be atoned. And if they're going to be atoned by the Tanakh, the Torah, you must bring your blood offerings, your bullocks, your heifers, your ass. That's why we're coming to the Day of Atonement. And that was the day that the sacrifices were made for the sins of the people. Now these liar Jezebel hypocrites, they will skirt the word of Yah. How do they justify not bringing their blood offerings? If HaMashiach is not the Yahshak of Yah, tell me. Is that not what the Day of Atonement is and for? Is that not what it was for? Sure it is. He is my atonement. And I will not deny him either. Will not deny that excellent and that beautiful name. For in him I find the strength of my Abba. You understand that the man that they call Yahweh ben Yahweh, I don't even like to ascribe that to men like that, to any man. He's supposed to have been the Messiah. Now this prince, what's his name then? Damona in Israel. What's his name? Yeah, Benjamin. Isn't that something? The man that says Benjamin. He's the man. Man of the truth. Lies. Lies! Nowhere in scripture where y'all taught polygamy. He gave Abraham the seed of covenant a wife. And you will see all the words in scripture whereby that damnable trash came. I'm going to teach on that. Well, I met you. It began with a wicked man. It's none of you. Man is a fool if he think Yah only has one. He only has one. He's not married to an Islamic bride. He's not married to a Hindu bride. He's not married to a Baptist bride. He's not married to a Methodist bride. He's not married to a Pentecostal bride. He's married to the house of Yisrael. The remnant of the seed. Yisrael. That's it. Well, preach, I don't believe he hates, he shall nay. Not that since he hates them. He hates the workers of iniquity. He hates these wicked folks. Hosea says, Hosea 9:12. He says, I'm going to bring Mishpatim upon you, Israel, judgment. 9:12. He said, though they bring up their children. Do you understand that? Is this not a nation that is bringing up their children? Yet I will bereave them. I will cause great agony and pain in their life. Parents today, their children, they cause great hardship and great agony. You cannot train them the way of the heathens, brothers and sisters. You cannot hold fast to the pagan traditions. They're pagan. You cannot do the things that the world does. You cannot take the same delight in things that the world does. You train them up as sons and daughters of Yah. You teach their mothers how to be daughters. And you show that by being submissive unto your head, man. Your head. Your Baal. Isaiah called Abraham Baal. You show that. You don't disregard him. It's run over at your vile, wicked mouth. And man, you show that the strength of Yah's commitment unto Israel by loving her as HaMashiach. Y'all love the assembly. I was saying to Brother Ricky last night that a woman, she must understand love. And the only way young girls are going to understand love is that they have an avat. And they see the measure that to the IMAC. What they get is these Jezebels from Hollywood, I said. And the only reason that I won't say it the way I want to because of the little ears. You understand? These whores that marry and divorce and marry and sleep 6 months, 8 months. The only way they're going to learn the Ahavaya is seeing him express that, what HaMashiach commanded him to do. To love her that way. That she is his bosom. Hallelujah. And what they're seeing is a superficial damnable trash. And that's why they're sexual perverted at 10 and 9. And to the wife, she submits to the headship and obeys him. Isn't it a polluted thing that women will go out in the world and obey some pervert, some faggot, some dog? They will deny their home, deny their children. And yet if the boss man said, get that Mary, she runs. Because she thinks promotion will come that way. Her husband said, baby, give me a glass. Well, I don't feel like it. Don't you know that's wicked? That's a vile Jezebel. I don't take it back. And these men with their grinning ears from idiot, perverted and vile, some miniskirt wearing whore. Say, David, can you get that for me? Go get it for me. The wife says, honey, why don't you mow the grass? Woman, don't mess with me. What a effeminate thing. I don't intend to make friends. Back in the day, we would say, what a friend we have. We would just say, what a friend I have in Yahshua. And yeah. I don't intend to make friends. I don't care. And yet for some sleazy slut, they will move expeditiously. And do things and say, oh, I'm nice. Yeah. And with their own wife, they can do that. Don't you know that's a corrupt man? He's not even a man. He's lusted a man. He's not even an effeminate thing. Hallelujah. You get quiet on me, that's all right. The ones that are listening out there, they're getting quiet on me too. That's all right. Doesn't make any difference. Hallelujah. It's the same for the man as it is the woman. That's why Yah says, you elderly women, you teach the young women how to love their husbands. How to care for their homes. And then he says to the man, Yah says, man, I will tell you one thing, and this is a directive from me. Love your wife. Love her. Ahava. Now when you don't obey that, then you define your man of iniquity. Truth. Well, of course, I know that the men put the greater weight on the woman, don't they? Sure they do. Bumblehead! But that's your body, man. Don't be a fool. How many of you all go draw stakes through your arm? I don't want to do that. I don't even like pain. I don't like pain. I don't want to hurt myself. Then why would you do the body that way? I wonder why I said that, but Yah knows. Everything is relevant. Israel, we need this. He says in Hosea, he says in verse 12, chapter 9, verse 12, though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them. Yah said, I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to cause them to be bereaved. That there shall not be an Adam, a man left. He says, yes, woe also to them when I depart from them. Now Yah speaking to Israel, isn't he? He's going to depart. He goes on to say, listen closely. He said, Ephraim, as I saw Tyrus, is planted in a pleasant place. But Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murderers. Give them, O Yahweh, what will you give? Give them miscarrying wombs and dry breasts. Now we know that this seed of Ephraim here in America, the breasts are dry. The women don't even titty feed the babies anymore. They go out and find some similar to cow milk. They wonder why the little minds of the diseases are creeping into this generation because they will not just put the titty in the mouth. I think Yah's wise, isn't he? Did he put that milk in there? So he meant for the baby to suck it. Sure he did. He didn't mean the baby to suck the cow's milk. Mama's milk. He said, oh, their wickedness is in Gilgal. He says, and all their all their wickedness in Gilgal. He said, for there I what? Hated who? Them or their wickedness? Them or their sins? Yes, I hated them. I hated Ephraim. I hated them. I hated them. And when there's a hatred, it causes you to get angry, doesn't it? I will ask you that question. When there's a hatred of something, does it cause you to get angry? Sure it does. Yah says, my fury is going to burn. I want to show you something. He said, for all the wickedness there in Gilgal, the pleasant place, he said, I hated them. He given us a pleasant place. Sure he has. And yet we operate in wickedness in an iniquitous way. He said, I hated them. Does it say that in your text? So it did translate it right, didn't it? He did not say, I hated the things they did. He said, I hated Shonay them. For the wickedness of their doing, I will drive them out of my bayat. I will love them continuously. He said, well, what? So if you don't love them no more, what that means then? Is that simple? Is that simple grammation there, the grammar that simple? He said, I will love them no more. He doesn't love America. He never has. She is not a nation. She's a nation of gods. She is not a nation of Yah. Yah established her because she is the well-favored whore. And the strength of the well-favored whore is here. I don't care about that little pious, popious demon there in Rome. The power of his wealth is here. The power of his dictates are here. Period. He said, I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten, their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit, yes. Though they bring forth, yet I will slay even and the beloved fruit of their womb. Yahweh, Ma'abah, will cast them away because they did not shemak, they did not hearken, they did not listen to him. And they shall be wanderers among the nations. He said, I'm going to remove them. I'm going to make them wander. To make them go to and fro. The mind today is a mind that it cannot even be stable, can it? Even in Yah's bayit, your mind can't be stable. Your thoughts on everything that is foolish, everything that is sensual, everything that is fleshly, everything that is lustful, that's what your mind. You mind those kinds of things. There's not a genuine training of the mind by the Torah dedication unto Yah. So that's why our minds vacillate between flesh. Spiritual things have no relevance. And so there's a tremendous bondage of flesh that shapes our mind because we're under the bondage of this corrupt, damnable stuff here. It stinks. It's vile. It is repugnant. Well, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, don't take a bath for 3 or 4 days and tell me how you smell. I said to Brother Dale the other night, we were out pulling weeds. It was about 8 when we stopped. Of course, I was lazy. If it's one thing I don't like, if I didn't have to do, I would never take baths. And I would never sleep. Well, Pastor Robert, your hygiene is horrible. I have tremendous hygiene. As I say again, I will not take baths. Waste of time. Many times I don't feel like it. And so I said to Brother Dale, we were talking. I said, Brother Dale, I was going to take a bath. And of course, Brother Dale, you know how he is. I know how he is. He started laughing. I said, but when I got home, it was about 11. I'm telling you the truth. I was going to plop right in the bed. It felt like it. I was lazy. You roll out there in that hot shot, man. I'm just lazy. And so when I prepared myself for bed that night, I said, there's no way because there were odors that were coming that... I just couldn't sleep with that. You understand? Couldn't sleep with that. But if I hadn't smelled that, I would have laid down and slept well, too. Well, preacher, you're very, very nasty. You know what? This is a corrupt generation. The stench of this vile flesh, the sinful nature, our actions and our deeds are much more repulsive than that. I'd rather lay down from a hard day's work, can't get up, than to lay down with the corruption and the vileness of your little clean, pristine body that is full of sin and corruption and lies and falsehood and vanity, self-seeking. I can get up and take me one in the morning. Refresh myself. I'll be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll do it that way. This is a generation that, because they will not hear Yahweh, He said, of course you do wander among the nations. And of course you'd have the same kind of mindset. Think like this world. The people of Yah should not think like this world. David said, I hate everything that turn away from you. We are people that we love bravery. We love gifts. So people give us gifts and it causes us to lose focus on Yah. I don't care if it's your wicked son, your wicked daughter, it makes no difference at all. And they pull the gifts out of their bosom to deceive you. Yah says to Israel here, and we hear Leviticus 20:22. Look what he says now. Leviticus 20:22. This is the charge that Yah gave unto Israel, that he will not cause his hatred to fall upon him. Now, I want to read this carefully. I want you all to follow along with me. Now, this is in the book, isn't it? He says in Wehira, Leviticus 20:22. I'm getting older, so my eyes don't focus like they used to. And as you get older, things like it was with Abraham, Yisrael, their eyes became dim. And so as you get older, your eyes are going to become dimmer, okay? Hallelujah. And that's the truth. And some may come a little dimmer before this. Now, don't let Benny Hinn hear you say that. Oh, they wear those kinds of contact lenses and the T.D. Jakes and all of that. And they tell you, quote, God doesn't want you to be sick. Well, tell Trophimus when he was in Shaul that when he was lying there near death, when his heart was very moved by him, these lying devils of hell, what they are. That's what they are. The deceitful men, the workers of iniquity. He says, Yah says in Leviticus 20:22, he says, you shall therefore keep some of my statutes. Now, does he say all? Now, did he lie here? I want to ask you all a question, you that are listening, you that are sitting here. Now, did he lie right here? You think that those words were just meant for them, or were they written for an example for us? They're written for our example, were they not? He said, you shall keep all of my statutes. And all of my mishpatim, all of my judgment, says that, right? And he says, and don't do them. And do them. Do them. That the land where I bring you to dwell therein, spit you not out. Now, if you don't do what I command you to do, it's going to vomit you up. It's going to spit you out. He says, now listen, and you shall not walk in the manner of the nation, which I cast out before you. He says, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred, I kutz them. Now, I want to define that kutz, the Aramaic. Kutz is to cause sickness, dread, to despise, contemn, disdain for, hate it. And it has that spell, it's spelled in capital letters. Hate. Abominable and to detest. Now that's what kutz is. He said, because of this, therefore I kutz, abhorred them. He hated them. He said, I hated them. Because they were abominable. They were vile. Well, Yah loves everyone. Can I ask you a question? Does he love Shaitan? You hypocrites, you sit there with no uncertainty. No, he doesn't. Well, I don't hate preachers, then you love Shaitan, huh? I don't love that dog of hell. These hypocrites that say they love, they don't love. And there's a story that a parable that Habakkuk tells about the Samaritan, the tough Samaritan. Someone lying there. Yet he bathed up his wound, took him to a place, said, if I owe you anything when I come back. And all the self-righteous women, when they saw him, they walked past him, didn't they? And these folks that say they're Christians and they love everyone, and they're full of lies and hypocrisy. Let them draw by someone that's in need. Let them know about a little sister in their little whorehouse. There's got two or three children out of wedlock. Her love is sincere, crying. Nowhere to stay and see what they're going to do.
See what they're going to do. And see what the lying dog that's taking every dime he can get from impressing her, even for that. See what he's going to do. They're not going to do one thing. Hallelujah. So Yah said, I hated them. He said, not only did I hate them, but I despised them. My soul, I despised them literally. Because I commanded them what to do, and they did not do it. And if we think that we're going to do our own little thing and not obey Yah, then we're fools. Look quickly in Deuteronomy 32. Yah still hates today. Now they have used the word kutz instead of shone, but it has the same meaning. What it does, what the word kutz means, it gives you a refiner definition as of the vile thing that is in the one and the reason he hates them. Because they are despicable, they are abominable. And Yah said, because of that way, I just hate them. Was not Esau abominable? Did he not seek out, as Deacon Bennett reminded us on Wednesday, did he not seek out repentance carefully with tears? Did he find a place? Did he find a place of repentance? There was no place given unto him. Because Yah hated him. He was not saved. He died. Deuteronomy 32:15. This is the wickedness of Israel. Yah says, but Yeshurun, Israel, my favorite one, that's what that is, Yeshurun, wax fat. And when we began to wax fat, we began to kick, don't we? We began to think of ourselves highly, we began to kick against Yah. You have waxed fat, you have waxed fat, you have grown thick, you are covered with fatness, then Israel forsook Yah, which made him. And he lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked Yahweh to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed to Shadim, the devils, not to Yahweh. To gods whom they knew not. To new gods, my. That they came newly up. Whom your Avad fear not. The rock that begot them, or birthed them, or birthed you. You are unmindful. This is an unmindful generation. He said, you are unmindful. And you have forgotten Yahweh that formed you. He said, but there's a judgment which shall come upon you. Verse 19. And when Yahweh saw it, it said he abhorred the sins. Then he tells you who he hates. He hated them because, that's why he hated them, because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters. He hated them that provoked them. He hated them that provoked them to go against his Torah. You parents, you provoke your sons and daughters to go against the Torah of Yah. It's wrong. Yah hates those that cause them to go astray from his truth. We need men of strength today that will not be shallow and that will stand. And that will not be coward-dice men. That will not allow the spirit of effeminality to rule over them. Well, we wouldn't have a church without women. I know you would not have a whole house without the women. But Yah's going to have his body by the elect and his election. He has elected a people for his purpose. And even the strangers, the proselytes, and those that knew not Yah will know. And he's not a man of falsehood. That's why he hates the falsehood and those that are of falsehood. He despised them. Well, what has that to do with what you're preaching? Well, it shows us that Yah, he will even cause us and cause us to know with testimonies of witness. Because of our hearts are filled with wickedness. We don't like the mashah of Yah, him correcting us and showing us where we are wrong. He will cause the rocks to cry out, save me, Yah. Deliver me. This is a generation that Yah hates. That's why he's giving your sons and daughters over unto the gods. The boys are more crazy about a pair of Nike shoes than they are about anything. The man said to Brother Dale and I one day, he said, "These are fools, Pastor Robert." He calls me preacher. These tennis shoes here, they're just like cocaine to them. He said, "Not one pair is going to be left here. Watch." He said, "Preacher, stand here and watch." He said, "Just watch." He said, "This is like drugs to them. They got to have them." Over a little swoosh. They don't understand. The swoosh is the praise appellation unto Nike, the God Nike. Sure it is. I wouldn't wear a pair. Don't want the Nike symbols or nothing. Once you hear the truth and know the truth, you don't partake of those things that are falsehood. Go to your web and type in the word Nike. God is Nike, N-I-K-E, and see what you get. It's a God of athletics, isn't it? Sure it is. That's why every athlete want to wear Nike, don't they? That's why the gods and idols like Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan and all the folks, they become all because they're wearing a pair of cheap tennis shoes made in Singapore and sweat factories. That the same shoes in the Philippines sells for $10. And this dumb, ignorant, stupid generation. They'll offer up the Nike $200, won't they? Sure they will. You think they'll give y'all $20? You think they'll give y'all $20? They'll go out of their way and save nickels and dimes to get a pair of Nike shoes to offer up unto the God Nike. But when it comes to y'all, they will make excuses, won't they? Don't need your money. Not a beggar. Don't need one dime. Got plenty of food. Got somewhere to rest my head today. I'm all right. Hallelujah. Don't need nothing. He says, let me move quickly. He said, they sacrificed the devil. They were unminded of Yah. Verse 19, and when Yah saw it, he hated them. He abhorred them. He cursed them because they provoked the sons and daughters to do wickedly. Verse 20, and he said, I will hide my face from them. Do you believe that? I believe it. He said, I'm going to hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are very fraught. A very perverse generation. Children in whom there is no emunah, no faith at all. A perverse generation has no emunah. When HaMashiach comes, he's coming. Will he find faith when he comes? Will he find the emunah of Yah, great confidence, trusting in Yah? It's a generation that doesn't trust Yah. It has no ahava, no pure. That Arabic term ahava is greater than what we call love, or what the Greek expression agape. It expressed the very motive and intent of Yah's lev. That's what it expresses. That's what it expresses. He's given us his emunah, his mind, his confidence. Give it everybody that measure. Yet we reject it. We're so unmindful of him that he says, they're Esau's, and I hate them. Their minds are easily given over unto the powers of darkness. They take tremendous comfort in iniquitous practice. But what practice iniquity, they defy Torah. They say, I will not obey. I will not do what you command, Yah. And this generation is that way. They regress back to their forefathers. They go back. They hear the truth. And yet they don't have the strength of Yah to hold fast to truth. So they find themselves going back to the way of the flesh. Trying to justify their ways. But you can't justify your ways. Only Yah can justify us. Hallelujah. We may look all wrong. We may have the appearance of doing it all wrong. But Yah says they're just in my sight. Sure it is. He is the one that justifies us. It's not by any works or any works of Sadiqah that you have done, but it's according to the favor of Yah. Not some grace, but according to the favor, the unmerited love of Yah. Nothing you've done. Esau had done nothing wronger than Yaakov. And if you look at the text, Yaakov did it wrong. He did wrong. But he was justified because Yah said he's mine. And I love him. The other one I hate. I hate him. Don't like him. Don't love him. I will turn my face away from him. His heritage shall be turned into a wilderness for the dragons. And this is a generation that every kind of creeping thing looms in our minds. Every kind of unclean spirit, every kind of vile thing take power over us. We are tossed to and fro. We turn every way there is. But we never turn to the altar of our Abba. Our minds are twisted. Our thoughts are twisted. We're not a stable people. Our minds are not stable. That's what a lawless people, when there is no Torah, a lawless people, they're easily to be persuaded. And that's why we're easily persuaded. That's why Shaul says, come on, foolish Galatians. Where did this persuasion come from? Tell me, you foolish Galatians. Who have bewitched you? You cannot obey the Torah. Who have bewitched you that the Torah is not sincere? Who have bewitched you that the mitzvah of Yah has lost its value? Every word that Yah speaks is pure. Is every word pure? Therefore, his servants, avad him, they take refuge. They take comfort. Only the servants of Yah we take comfort in every word. Why? Because it's a gem to them. It's a gem that he will speak to us today. It's a gem to show us what he hates and who he hates. Oh, he hates sin. But he hates those that defy his Torah. And that is what this well-favored woman has done. She has taught us, she has taught you, she has taught me to defy Torah. She has taught you to get a real nice emotional spin and a twist of your hips. That's what she's taught you. Instead of a transforming of your mind. She's taught you to be greedy and lustful and to seek after things upon the earth and set your affection on that, instead of setting your affection on things that are above. Because we don't believe the things of Yah, we believe the things of Yah are temporal, and the things of the earth are eternal. Lies. It's going to pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass. But not one jot. Deacon Honeycutt reminded us of this. A tittle shall pass from the Torah. The Torah. The word Yah. Not anything is going to pass. We're going to close here with a few scriptures because I want us to prepare for this evening for Shavuot, Pentecost. Have a wonderful time. So I do want us to get a little rest. You that are listening, make sure you join us this evening for Shavuot at sundown. We gather at 7 p.m. in the Bayit of Yah for service of wonderful singing and an understanding of clarity of what Pentecost truly is. These are the Moedim, and we will celebrate the Moed, the feast days of Yah. Not some damnable Christmas, pagan lie. Not some Esther. Not your birthday. Not Pastor Robert's anniversary. None of that trash. We celebrate our Abba and his Moedim, his feast days, because they're memorials unto him. And we're reminded of his wonderful works. Hallelujah. These liars celebrate these pagan lies. Now we're going to sum it all up at Sukkoth, the celebration of the ingathering. Hallelujah. When it's all gathered in, then we shall sit and dine in the presence of our Abba. I want to read this before I close. Two things I want to read. Hallelujah. It says in Zechariah chapter 11, verse 4. As Yah deals with the Yadims, those that say that they are Yadim, and they're truly not. He says in Zechariah 11, verse 4, this says Yahweh, my Abba. This is what Yahweh said. Thus, this is what he commands. He said, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessor slain them, and hold them not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be Yah, for I am rich, and their own shepherd pitied them not. For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, says Yah. But lo, I will deliver the men, everyone into the neighbor's hand and into the hands of the kings, and shall smite the land out of their hand. I will not deliver them. I will not deliver them from the hands of the oppressor, as what Yah said when they were going into this Babylon exile. And we're in a Babylon now today. America's Babylon. That's what she is. She's the street of Babylon. That's why she had to join herself to Iraq. That's why she's sacrificing the sons and daughters unto the gods of Babylon. Molech, Molcham, the many. Isn't it all fought over the war? The war fought over riches? That's what many is. He's the god of wealth. That's what daddy is. The god of fortune. That's what they are. That's what Robin Hood teaches. That's what Benny Hinn teaches. That's all they teach. That's it. It's in the book. It's there. He says, I will feed the flock of slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock. And I took to myself two staffs. And one I call beauty, and the other I call bad. And I will feed the flock. These shepherds also I cut off in 1 month. And my soul, Yah says my being, my entire, look at this now. He said, and my soul, Ephraim, and the house of Yehuda, Israel. He said, my soul loatheth. It hates them. It chazah. 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 He said, my soul chazah. Hate them. They are detestable. I refuse them. I reject them. He said, my soul detests them. And their sons and their souls also abhorreth me. They hate me. He said, I hate them because they hate me. I hate them. He said, my being, my fullness of my stature, I hate them. As he is pure love, he is pure hatred. He says this, I want to close with this verse here, in Yokahan, John chapter 14, 21. Yeshua says this profoundly to Israel. Yokahan, John 14, 21. He says, he that has my mitzvah, my commandments, he that has my mitzvah, and keep them. That's what he says. And keep them. He it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Abba. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. He that loves HaMashiach and those that say they have the power of Torah or they're Torah keepers and they deny Yeshua, they are not Torah keepers. They're religious zealots. That's what they are. The same battle that HaMashiach came up against. For the Messiah has come. And we have promise of Yah. We that love Him, for He is the life of the living Word of Yah. That's what Yeshua is. And without Him, we have no contact with Yah. Period. So I bless Yah for that. We that keep the mitzvah. He tells us, the words I speak, they are not my words, but they are the one that sent me. So he came to teach us the power of Torah. He came to show us the power. Think not I've come to destroy the Nabis or the Torah. I came to manifest or to fulfill it. He did not destroy what was established. He came to show us the power of it and the life of it. And we have life in Yeshua. And Torah is the strength of that life. Because he is Yeshua is the power of the truth of Torah. Torah has no witness of truth unless the testimony and the witness of Yeshua dwells in us. Yah hates today, and he hates all workers of iniquity. Those that are lawless, that defy him, he hates them all. Not their sins, but he literally hates them. Shoneh. So Yah still hates, as he hated Esau. May Yah enrich you today and strengthen you. May the word of Yah fill your love and cause strength. And fill your mind. You that are listening by the live stream, may He bless you all today as we prepare for Shavuot, Pentecost, this evening. The outpouring of His Ruah. Brother Allen is going to teach on the purpose of Shavuot, importance, the value. Wow, we would have a house full here if you all that are listening were here. We have a nice crowd listening on the live stream. And so he's going to teach tonight. We're going to have some beautiful songs. Brother Patrick, the brothers, they're going to sing. They're going to lead the song. Brother Charles is going to sing. And we're going to have some beautiful songs. And I want that song the young ones sing. What is that pretty song they sing? Before I ever knew. What is that? Teshua. You all know what I'm talking about? A pretty song. Huh? It's a pretty song. I like that one. And they will sing, but Alan will come, and then we will have wonderful fellowship, because tomorrow is a day of it's a Shabbaton this evening, just like the Shabbat. It's a day of rest, a day of memorial unto Yah. And His more thems are valuable to Him. No servile work, no laboring, no work. You rest. It's a Shabbaton. You rest in Him. him. No buying, no selling. No Walmart, Kmart. No nickel dime.
Something how much time Walmart take up from the people, isn't it? She's a deep whore. I mean, the trash they have in there is just absurd. I don't see how nobody spend time in a place like that, really. I go in there, I know exactly what I need to get. Boom, boom, boom. And people, they're enthralled with that trash. It's junk. I think I'd rather go to a flea market. I can be more impressed with a flea market than Walmart. That's the truth. That's the truth. Nothing in there. And they thought they would make more money by giving you some stylish clothing. They lost money, dropped 24% last quarter, so they're going back to the sweatshops and working those little Indian women for 15, 16, 20 hours a day and paying them $10 a week. What a damn double shame. This is a fat, wicked nation here. It is a greedy, selfish, damnable, wicked nation. That's what it is. That's why your sons and daughters, you parents, I want all of you. You better get on your face before Yah. That's why he's giving them up to the slaughter for you to be bereaved. Your sons and your daughters, he's giving them up to hell because you will not take heed to what he commands and will not obey him. You better obey him and hear him when he speaks to you. Hallelujah. You better hear him. You better know that it is Yah that is speaking. Well, how do I know it's him? Because when the word began to cut, it began to show you your sins. When you don't take pleasure in it, when it say, you don't say ouch, you say I don't like that. You know he's working with you. Hallelujah. And I don't intend for you to sit here all comfortable and pious and showing some kind of Shabbat piety. I want Yah intent because he says his word does not go out and return to him void. You see, he doesn't go out and say that it has no value, but it goes out and accomplishes that which he has purpose it to do and sent it to do. So it, your word is sharp, isn't it? Is the word of Yah sharp? Is it powerful than a two-edged sword? So what does a two-edged sword do? Does it cut? Yeah, it does cut. You can say that bitter hens meaning being a faggot, and you will not get cut for nothing. You may get cut loose from your pocketbook. For there's a fiery trial that's going to try our soul. As shallow as we is, we're not going to stand. It's not based upon mama, daddy. It's based upon the very high coriander, Yahshua. For he has paved the way. And there's no other way but what he has paved. No, I haven't paved no way. I show you what way is paved. Hallelujah. Bless you all that are listening. Come on, let us stand to our feet. Yah bless you all. Bless you all, Pastor Hunter, Brother Ricky, all. Everyone, Brother Michael, Sister Michael, we bless you all. Brother Alex, our friend, everyone. Our friends that are listening, Brother Paul Nissan, Brother Jerry, Sister Maria. Brother Charlie down there in St. Petersburg, Florida. All of you that are listening today, wherever you all are. Brother Jerome James there in McKinney, Texas. Whomever and wherever, we bless you all. May these words strengthen you all. Come on, we're going to sing our song. And we sing with each other as we close each Shabbat. Come on. Understanding from the real Havah that It is real. So let them be your hammer. Let them be your hammer.
Now come on and look at your neighbor and sing a chorus of that. Come on.
So let them be your hammer.
Chicago, your sister Mary and the children, Shalom. They honor you all today. Brother Charlie there in St. Petersburg, Florida. Bless you, my brother. Brother David Vincent Duke there in Wilmington, Delaware. Yah barak you, my brother. Our friends, our listeners, wherever you are. Shalom. Brother Paul Nissan, barak you, my brother. May Yah enrich you this day.
A friend. Understanding from the Leo Hava that it is real. So let there you have a share among us. Let there be a Hava.
For we do delight in your truth, our Abba. Bless us all today. Give us strength, those that are listening. You bless them. For we trust you, Almighty Yah. We want to close praying for Brother Dale and Sister Celeste, the jailer. And strengthen him, I pray, Yah. His wife, give her comfort today, rest. Give him rest today, Yah. Our fellow laborer, precious brother. And a sincere, kind man, Yah, he is. Bless him. Toda you for him, Yah. Thy son in the Imunha. And a fellow neighbor, Yah, that desires your truth. Touch the jailer, Yah. We just pray by faith, Yah. We may express the emotion of tears. This is the only way we can do it, Yah. We don't ask and amiss. We ask by Emunah, faith. For it is not that we doubt. For as you raise Yeshua up, even in this belly of darkness as she has been, but yet your light shines for me. We ask you who we are, as you did for Shaul, Rastas, and Trophimus, that you will not cause the weight and the burden to bear so tremendously upon him. You did it, Yah. So I ask you to move mightily. We trust your words. We're glad that the doctors have given up. I'm glad, Yah. But you haven't. So we put this, we do, Yah, in your hands. We know your mercies are renewed daily. Pray the prayer of Emunah, raise up, Yah.
We shall esteem you mightily. Worship you. Raise up. As Hamashiach did with the leopards. No one came back and rejoiced. Those with palsy. His kephah said, silver, gold we don't have. But the thing that I do have is such. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, rise, be healed. Little hands raised today, yeah. As she opens eyes at times, yeah, lift a little hands. The singing, yeah, yes. We have no strength in ourselves to trust you. You know it. You see our frail nature. We trust you. Raise up, Yah. Your healing power. Manifested this by it here. That the witness of this truth. And the mighty miracle of our Abba. Shall spread across the nations. In the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. Hear the cries of your people. Hear tefillah. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. The hope of Israel. The people of Yah cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.